says tomatoes.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
God will not be mocked.
Little indie rock electro remix.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
We can't stop, you know. We keep going. We're a bit like the Titanic.
Only you knew what Show Before Us did to us.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
There's a fine line between stupid and clever.
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Hi, am I cool now?
Well, you're cool like margarine is butter. Close, but there's a little aftertaste.
It was painful at first.
Washington, while you were singing a song, which I really think is a great song, this house is on fire. What happened?
Ah, the Kuma Doom, yeah. This guy somehow procured a military flare from somewhere, I don't know. But he set it off as we started singing the song. It stuck in the ceiling and it started a fire up in the ceiling. Oh,
everyone thought it was that, what's his name, Christopher Reeve.
Well, you couldn't believe it, you
and
know.
And I thought it was only like 3 days into the tour. Yeah. And I thought it was a, geez, that effects guy is something else. You know, look at this.
It was really strange. It was,
Everyone thought it was an effect.
Yeah, it's the only drama it was, yeah.
Well, they saw all the firemen scrambling.
Did it actually, did you have to stop the song?
No, no. Well, I mean, we can't stop, you know. We keep going. We're a bit like the Titanic.
They had a good band. What are some of the other bizarre experiences you've had during your shows over the years? And I'm sure you've had...
Oh, with the fires, and we've had a lot of those, you know. I remember once in his hometown, standing there, and we pull up together to show. And as we're going in, there's all people saying to me, you can get autographs and sign and all. And I'm standing in, and I saw people all running out with equipment and stuff, you know. Then I feel a hand in the back of my shoulder pulling me, you know. It was just... Now, that was to do with... when we were doing Highway to Hell with Bond before Brian, and it was just from that, a lot of the songs on it, Highway to Hell, Shot Down in Flames. Whenever we seem to have these songs on there, you know, the arsonists seem to come out.
get black eyes here, you know, from the ice on the road, you know, but you also get ice as gems.
It's a tough song, you know.
The hard rock vein, so you look for the titles that are strong.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
We've never been a band that can kind of sort of go, well, we're going to give you something nice and limp. You know, we always like to give something nice and strong, you know, something hard.
You didn't hear it right now, you're not going to hear it again. Try to guess what the theme is.
Someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference.
Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, folks. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music, which always matches a particular theme in one way or another. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight we are doing the first of at least two shows in loving memory of Malcolm Young, who died on November 18th, age 64. He was the co-founder and co-leader with his younger brother, Angus, of the hard rock group AC/DC. They weren't heavy metal. Well, they aren't heavy metal because they're still in existence, but they're definitely hard rock coming from that black American blues musicians, that tradition. Malcolm played rhythm guitar and he sang backing vocals and he co-wrote most of their songs with Angus and their two vocalists, Bon Scott and later Brian Young, contributed to the lyrics, although at the end it was Malcolm and Angus writing all of the music and the lyrics. And except for a period in 1988, he was with the band from its beginning as a co-founder in 1973 until he retired in 2014 due to health reasons, dementia. And he ended up living in a nursing home and had a much more private life. And Malcolm Young is my absolute favorite rhythm guitarist. In rock and roll music, there's traditionally been a distinction between guitar players who play rhythm guitar and those who play lead guitar, with very roughly a rhythm guitar. When you're playing rhythm guitar, you're playing the chords, versus when you're playing lead, you're playing single notes. But that's the rough division of it. And AC/DC's last studio album was Rock or Bust in 2014. But at that period, Malcolm really couldn't play guitar very well. And he had written most of the material with Angus. And his nephew, Stevie Young, played on that album. The last studio album with Malcolm playing was in 2008, their Black Ice album. And tonight, our theme is called Black Ice and Cool Jazz, where we're mixing up songs from that album, along with, well, cool jazz is that type of jazz music. It originated in the late 1940s as basically a bunch of white jazz playing musicians from California moved to New York City, and then they began hanging out and jamming with the mostly black bebop musicians, and that was the birth of cool jazz. And what we're going to be doing tonight, yes, is mixing up songs from AC/DC's Black Ice album and cool jazz music from the likes of Miles Davis in particular and Dave Brubeck. And in fact, we started off the show with Dave Brubeck, the Dave Brubeck Quartet, and Take Five, which used to be our sign-off music when we had to manually shut down WMFO because there wasn't another DJ coming on. And Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez had made an absolutely wonderful recording of both our startup and our shutdown. But in any case, yes, that Take Five by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. And we also had an interview mixed in on top of there with Angus Young and Malcolm Young and Brian Johnson. Talking about among other things, how a fan with a flare gun set the roof on fire during the early part of one of their tours. And then we heard Big Jack from Black Ice, the album. And so we're also going to be hearing from other cool jazz musicians, Stan Getz and Chet Baker and Bill Evans. And then some more of our audio clips from who knows where. We've got my favorite young earth creationist, that real crackpot, Ken Ham, and some pieces from his Answers in Genesis website and Answers Radio. And what I want to say, I want to reiterate Chuck Yu's disclaimer in my show intro about the views and opinions expressed in this sound collage don't represent those necessarily of WMFO, our executive board, the trustees of Tufts University, or even the show's producer. That'd be me. But you know, we just take all this crazy stuff and we throw it in the mix and we let you figure out what to make of it all. So backing me up right now is Brian Eno and The Lost Day, one of my absolute favorite ambient pieces to block out the airplane noises and to otherwise kind of meditate and get into a calmer state. So before we start playing songs from Black Ice, I want to start off the next set with what I think is a really, really good example of Malcolm's rhythm guitar playing. This is a Shoot to Thrill from the absolutely perfect Back in Black album. And when you're listening to AC/DC, Angus is always on the right side of the stereo mix, and Malcolm's guitar is always on the left side. And, you know, sometimes you might get your headphones mixed up or swapped, but that's what it is. And should you happen to have your headphones swapped or your speakers swapped, in this song, it's Angus starting out, and then Malcolm comes in. And for a large part of the song, they're playing distinctly different guitar parts. But even when they're playing the same, just listen to what Malcolm is doing, the way he's kind of dragging with the time. And he's not playing the same thing over and over. He's doing something different every single time. And that's, even though he's dead, that's what makes him my favorite rhythm guitarist. So here, Shoot to Thrill on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
Are you women who want a man of the Can't you stand up? Can't get on my knees.
Thank you.
Dear Diary, I'm so scared and confused. I thought I'd be happy, but instead all I feel is regret. I thought it would be so different. I think I've made a big mistake, and the worst part is there's nothing I can do to change it. I can't talk to anyone about this either, especially not my parents. They'd totally kill me. I thought it would draw Kevin and I closer, make our relationship stronger. But that didn't happen at all. I just don't understand. I feel so alone. What if I'm pregnant? What am I gonna do? I'm so scared.
When we violate God's word, we reap the consequences. Sex outside of marriage leads to more than just STDs and teen pregnancy. Searching, find hope, find answers at AnswersRadio.com.
We'll be right back.
confounding the title. You know, you get black eyes here from the ice on the road, you know, but you also get eyes and gems.
It's a tough song.
You know, the hard rock vein, so you look for titles that are strong.
That's a great song.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, our theme is called Black Ice and Cool Jazz, as we honor AC/DC's rhythm guitarist, co-founder, co-writer of virtually all of their songs, who passed away November 18th at age 64. And we're mixing up songs from AC/DC's last studio album that had Malcolm playing rhythm guitar in 2008. Yes, Black Ice, with cool jazz music from the likes of Miles Davis and Stan Getz. In that last set, for sure, we started off with what I think is an outstanding example of two guitar players mostly playing different parts. Shoot to Thrill from AC/DC's perfect Back in Black album. Every song on that album rocked. And then we heard Rock and Roll Train from Black Ice. And then Miles Davis, Moon Dreams from his album that set so many directions for so many different kinds of music. Well, actually, cool jazz. The complete birth of the cool. And thanks to my good friend Ed Chianese for turning me on to that album. And then we heard from answersingenesis.org with some advice that you really shouldn't follow. Well, having sex outside of marriage without birth control, that's part of the advice. That's a generally good idea to follow, unless you're actually trying to get pregnant, which is a completely different thing. But yes, answersingenesis.org. The young earth creationist Ken Ham, who basically believes that God created the earth something like less than 10,000 years ago, and that all the dinosaur bones and fossils are just remnants of creatures that died during the Great Flood with Noah. Crazy stuff. But we love to mix that in to our sound collages here. And then we heard from AC/DC again. Another cut from Black Ice Wheels. And then Stan Getz, Knight Rider. More cool jazz from his Focus album. And then we finish things off with a title track from AC/DC's Black Ice album. Backing me up right now is real jazz. Not cool jazz, but real jazz. David McCallum's version of the Batman theme with, wow, what a great jazz orchestra. But I did want to mention to you that here at Tufts, at the Tufts campus, the Tufts Graniff Music Center has two more concerts in their fall 2017 series of special community music on Sunday afternoons. And what we got coming up this Sunday, December 3rd, is the Tufts Flute Ensemble. And then the Sunday after that, December 10th, the Tufts Wind Ensemble and Poems is the direction they're taking in that concert. For more information on these concerts, just search the web for Tufts Fall 2017 Music. And the important things to know are that all the performances are live, free, open to the public, and they take place at 3 p.m. in the Distler Performance Hall of the Graniff Music Center at 20 Talbot Avenue on the Tufts Medford Somerville campus. This has been a public service message from the Tufts Music Department and your music-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. So we are going to continue with a pretty long set of more songs from Black Ice by AC/DC. And in this next set, we're going to hear more Miles Davis, Budo, actually, from The Complete Birth of the Cool. We're going to hear Chet Baker, Let's Get Lost. And a couple of other songs with Malcolm playing rhythm guitar on AC/DC's Black Ice album. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
girl likes to know you've had a good time.
In the gas.
To rate to date somebody like her.
You're skipping out on chapel, and half the time you don't even show up for work. And when you do, you're late. And the worst part about that is that I'm the one that recommended you for the job.
I didn't ask for your recommendation anyways. I hate that job.
Man, you're unbelievable. You think I can't see what's going on? I mean, you're up half the night in front of the computer, and I gotta tell you, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what you're doing.
Shut up and leave me alone. I'm sick of you getting in my business.
You can't even see what this is doing to you. I'm your friend, and I'm telling you, you gotta stop. This is gonna wreck your life.
Pornography is ruining lives every day. It's estimated that 40 million adults in the U.S. alone regularly visit pornography sites. Are you or someone you know struggling with a sexual addiction? Searching? Find answers at AnswersRadio.com.
I just don't like relationships.
Why don't you stand up? Get on my knees.